And welcome to Nevada Wild. Jerry Evans here. It's been a while. So first and foremost, a congratulatory way to go to Alan Gottlieb and the Second Amendment Foundation. They won a decision against a restrictive gun law in Washington State, similar to the restrictions that Nevada had in Clark County. Cities cannot preempt state laws when it comes to the Second Amendment. I remember hearing from Clark County residents over the years, you could drive from North Las Vegas into another community and be legal in one community, illegal in another, with a firearm. And as soon as you hit Vegas, you were definitely breaking the law. So that was a big win for Washington, only just simple common sense. And in other news, the ATF has issued their latest newsletter updates on the electronic storage of Form 4473s and clarifications and disqualifiers. And if you're in the firearms business, let me know when you figure it all out, because it is confusing. In fact, Safari Club International just issued a press release yesterday, new information on that. So those of you in the firearms business, good luck with that. A couple of months ago, we talked to the wildlife biologist with the Nevada Department of Wildlife about some of the elk that were unfortunately killed along Highway 395 north of Reno, about 30, 35 miles or so. Did a little research on that, and as they did, actually, and we just reported it, that was a couple of elk that had moved down from the Modoc area, Modoc National Forest. And however, there are more and more elk sightings down around our area, just north, Highway 70, Frenchman Lake area. And the National Forest Service is doing a study to try to improve the habitat for elk, and they're looking for help if you sight any elk in that area. So we spoke with Abby Marshall. She works at the Beckwith Ranger District, and I want to give you the phone number now. It'll be repeated toward the end. If you see any elk in that area, 530-836-2575. We spoke with Abby on Tuesday of this past week. I'd like to introduce you to Abby Marshall, or Abigail Marshall. Now, before we talk about the National Forest Service and your work on elk habitat, Abby, I do want to announce that Abby is the reigning women's world champion for longboard races held at Johnsville Ski Hill. So congratulations.
Thank you.
The world reigning champion. A little bit about yourself. You work in the outdoors for the Forest Service. What got you into that field?
So I actually grew up in the same area. After school, I would go with my friends and we'd just drive out and pick some Forest Service dirt roads and just go exploring. And I've always really loved working with animals. And so that's when I started. When I went to school, at UC Santa Cruz. And I started getting an internship at the Forest Service here in the summer to explore if I wanted to do that as a career. And I pretty much been coming back every summer to continue doing that work ever since. I truly love it.
Kind of transitioned your recreational youth activities into a career.
Yeah. Now I get to still drive on those roads and explore the hillsides.
One of the things that you're exploring and working on is elk populations. Abby, I don't know if you know, but 3 or 4 months ago, there were a couple of elk that were hit alongside the road just north of Reno on 395. And we spoke to the Nevada a biologist for elk, and we found that a couple of came down. Yeah. There was one bull and one cow, and unfortunately they were hit alongside the highway about 30, 35 miles north of Reno on 395. And he said that they just kind of migrated down in that area. You're starting to see some down in the Plumas National Forest area?
We've had incidental sightings on the Plumas for decades now, but it's usually an odd individual elk or a small number of them. But it's really been over the past 15 years where we really started to see more and more elk come through and have now really kind of established a population here that we see growing all the time. So,
and you're looking for, if anybody spots them, you're looking for help and assistance to kind of get a pretty good idea of where they live, where they, you know, kind of stay in a general area, and the Forest Service working to see if you can help improve the habitat for the elk.
Right. And that's, so in California, on National Forest System lands, the California Department of Fish and Wildlife manages the animal species themselves, and the U.S. Forest Service really manages their habitat. And so since we've been getting more and more observations, and we can see that population's growing, we really want to figure out how to best manage that habitat for elk and all other species sort of in the best way possible. And so I've been working with my advisor. I'm a graduate student at Oregon State University in the Masters of Natural Resource program. I've been working with my advisor, Brenda McComb, and then the biologist, the Beckwith Ranger District on the Plumas, Rachel Bauer, and the district ranger on the Beckwith Ranger District, which is Matt Jedra. And so we've been working to try to get a lot more information on the elk themselves, and then I've been developing my own project within there. And so we put out this outreach to try to get observations from people, because there's a ton of eyes out in the forest that aren't just us. Mm-hmm. People see, we get a lot of our reports of the herd, and our understanding of the herd so far has been from other people reported sightings of them. And so we've been getting that information to help us try to, so part of my project is developing a survey to look for calving areas, but also just other important habitats for the elk. And so we've, information from the public really helps us figure out those areas that we would really want to survey with the project. There's a lot of reports of elk outside the areas that we've seen them, and or else we get these kind of high density of observations, and that helps us find areas that we really want to key into to survey.
A lot of people around here are familiar with the area north of Reno. This yeah. particular area you're focused on now, just north of Highway 70 and west of Frenchman Lake, although you're looking for information from any of the general area in the Plumas National Forest.
Well, yeah, so I guess just a quick on the Plumas stretches all the way across the Sierras from pretty much that Highway 395 that goes north from of Reno and north of Highway 70 to all the way down to the Sacramento Valley foothills. And so... But our the district that I work on, the Beckwith Ranger District, is the easternmost district. And that area north of Highway 70 and between kind of Antelope and Almanor, those lakes, and Frenchman, that's kind of where we've seen the high density of observations, and we've been growing. So that's particularly helpful. But it's really all over. We've been getting a lot of other reports farther east. And then we've just seen that population, you know, people have more observations all the time of elk. And that's kind of something, once they get into an area and they have a small number of elk, their populations can grow pretty exponentially until they eventually hit a threshold. But so we've just seen more and more reports, but we still don't have a ton of actual information. It's new, and the state, they've been trying to do some, they tried helicopter flights to try to do population surveys, and there's also population surveys you can do through pellet counts, but it's such a forested area that that doesn't really work. Like helicopter surveys aren't super helpful in those conditions. And so we really don't have a ton of straightforward information. Like we have this many individuals every year. It's a lot more gray than that, and we're still just in this kind of very initial information gathering stage.
Gotcha. Now, what would be the coordination? Let's say you see a population of 10 to 15 elk between the Forest Service, and would you automatically contact the Department of Wildlife to report the sightings and how many elk, and are you looking to try to improve the habitat, and in what way? Would you be looking for funds to... perhaps plant some crested wheat, or what exactly?
Okay, so I guess the first part is really, if anybody, like we've had people who have game cameras on the forest that are like hunters, and they incidentally capture elk on the cameras, they could send those photos and locations, and as close as they're willing to give. I know a lot of hunters are wary of giving exact locations of where they have their cameras sometimes, mm-hmm. If they could give at least a geographical area, because that's what's really helping us key into stuff. Even sharing that, so they could send the photos and they could send the locations, and that's really helpful. Or else there's just people who are exploring the forest and stumble upon them. And if they can take photos if possible, but at least note the date and location, that really helps. And they could send that that information to an email that we have set up that goes directly to our wildlife department. And that is, the email for that is sm.fs.pnf-elk@usda.gov.
And those government emails are always impossible to remember or to jot down for anyone listening to this, although we'll have the podcast up of this interview. Is there another, like a Forest Service office, maybe in Plumas, that somebody could start by just making a phone call there?
Yeah, so we could, you could also call the front desk and they'll transfer you to our wildlife department and we can record that information as well. And the front desk for that is 530 area code 836-2575. And that'll take you to the front desk, and just so that we can most likely get a person who's at the office, they'll transfer it to somebody in our wildlife shop.
All right, well, Abigail Marshall, the world reigning longboard champion, working with the Forest Service and trying to do a little more research and study. If you can help out and you see some elk in the Plumas National Forest up near Frenchman Lake, Highway 70, any of that area. Again, Abby, that phone number one more time for somebody to call and to be able to give you some information about that.
Yeah, that's 530-836-2575.
2575, that's the Beckworth Ranger District. Hey, keep up the good work. Appreciate it. Love seeing elk in California, the herds down near Lone Pine. You've got some over along the coastal range and, of course, up in Modoc. Some of those elk from the particular herds up in the Modoc area, I think, may be what's starting to come down into the area. It always looks like good habitat when you're driving by for elk. I'd like to see elk established throughout the United States. That's the goal of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, is to make sure that there's a elk population in all of the lower 48 like there once was. So,
and there, that's a big partner that we, you know, want to work with. And hopefully this project and observation, they really help us key in to the areas that are really important to the elk here. And so when we do aspen restoration projects or do anything like that, in the future with partners like the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, we could have a lot better of an idea of where that project could be most beneficial to the elk and really maximize our opportunities.
Yep, great organization to work with on that. Abigail Marshall, thank you very much. I'm going to give the phone number one more time. 530-836-2575. Information gathering on elk sightings, if you'll share those with Abigail, and they'll do some research, some study, and try to improve the habitat and maybe establish a pretty good herd of elk up just north of us here in the Reno area.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me.